This is KCUR's Central Standard. I'm Brian Ellison. In the months leading up to the Olympic Games, we'd hear a trickle and then a steady drumbeat of news from Rio. Would the city be ready? Would the athletes' village be complete? An impeached president, a polluted harbor. But is the Rio that we heard about then been the one that's turned out to be the one that the world has come to see? And are we all seeing the same things? One part of the Kansas City community that's watching through a particular set of eyes, Brazilian eyes, is the Brazilian community. And today we're talking with some of the Metro's thousands of Brazilians about their experience these last couple of weeks. Joining us are Otavio Silva. He's a native Brazilian who's lived here in Kansas City for almost 30 years. Welcome to you, Otavio.
Nice to meet you.
And also Carolina Schenck, who grew up in Rio but has been here and raised her family here since 2002. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Very nice to have you. So I want to ask you both, when you turn on the TV and you see those sweeping shots of the mountains and the water Copacabana Beach,
yes.
how does it make you feel, Carolina?
The other day I actually called my mom and I was like, I am so happy right now because it's been a while since I have been here. And it's the first time I can, turn on the TV and watch Rio the whole, like, all day long.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing.
How about for you? What's it been like, Otavio?
Well, that's been very great. And to see that in spite of what you just said in the beginning of all of the political difficulties, economic situation in Brazil, and Rio is pulling it out. And
yeah.
and it has been, and to me, it's nice to see that the what is the most important is that the competitions are going smoothly and the athletes are performing, the Americans and around the world, that they are performing greatly. That is beautiful to see. And it's a little homesick. You wish you were there.
Yeah.
But I think that is nice to see. And the media, in my opinion, has been very fair.
Very nice.
Yeah. Very fair to.
Well, let's take apart some of that as we talk today. But let me ask you first to tell a little of your stories of how you came to be here in Kansas City in the first place. Otavio, you grew up in Brazil, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
And what do you remember from growing up there?
Well, I came here and I was for graduate school. I was a Rotary Foundation Fellow and then went to graduate school in Colorado for environmental and sanitary engineering back in the 1985.
Yes.
It's way back then. So, and I remember visiting Rio before and going to Mardi Gras, the carnival.
So where in Brazil did you grow up?
I'm from the south, the first state in the southern of Brazil is Paraná, not Panama. Paraná.
I think a lot of people forget or don't know how large Brazil is. You're not from anywhere near Rio, right?
That's correct. And I'm kind of my state borders Argentina and Paraguay to the west, in the Atlantic Ocean to the east, in São Paulo to the north, and Santa Catarina in the south. So I'm kind of away from Rio, but we, as most Brazilians, and somehow it's kind of doing the Mecca. You go to Rio and visit, and as a tourist, and I have lots of friends there, so we spend a lot of time there.
And what was it like growing up there? What do you remember from your childhood there?
Well, and those times were quite different than today, and so I think that it was more for those that in the United States too. So a lot of freedom in terms of playing on the streets and going out. I grew up in a small town, but then when I went to college, so that it's all of those little memories and then in the United States here, you kind of still remember. And now I have a 22-year-old son and a 17-year-old daughter about to be 18, and they don't have the same freedom that I had. So you have a lot of more concerns now about drugs and violence and all of those other societal issues. And in Brazil, in the time, and I'm not trying to paint rosy picture here, but I don't think we had the same amount of problems that we have today. I think today it's a little more.
Absolutely.
And you think that's changed there as just as it has changed here?
Absolutely.
What do you think, Carolina? You haven't been here quite as long as Otavio, but you did grow up in Brazil.
Yeah, I did. I was actually born in Brasilia, which is the capital, and my dad was working there at the time. But my family, they're all from Rio. So we came back to Rio when I was 6 months old. So I grew up, like, most of my life I was there.
And how is the Rio that we either heard about before the Olympics or the one that we're seeing during the Olympics like the one that you remember?
Well, I told my husband today, I was like, oh my gosh, it's just so amazing because what we see on TV is just the beauty of Rio. That's what we all want to see, like the people from Rio. You know, we go through so many things on a daily basis, or I used to anyways. Lack of security and like bad traffic and all those issues that we have that sometimes you get swallowed by all that, you know, all those problems.
You forget how beautiful it is.
And you don't get to enjoy as much as how amazing it is. And on TV you see all those beautiful views and the beauty that Rio has that we really don't get to enjoy much.
How real were those problems for you and for your family?
That was one of the reasons why I made my decision to come to study in America. I had a friend already here, and she used to say all the time, oh, this is so cool, you know, we're gonna hang out a lot. And I used to go through a lot of fear, taking buses and on the streets, knowing that I could be mugged and we saw this on TV, athlete being robbed at gunpoint.
Right,
that
the Ryan Lochte and the
all
other
the
swimmers.
Time
that,
in Rio.
See, that isn't
all
a surprising story to you.
No, absolutely not. This is something that happens really all the time, and it's never been news for us there.
And is that hard to even talk about? Do you think U.S. Americans get the wrong impression of the country and its people from hearing about those kinds of realities?
Right. No, yeah. I think that's why these things continue happening, because we don't talk about it enough. Brazilians are so you know, trying to protect the how people see Brazil, and there's really not enough talk about this. I don't even think they expect that to change anymore.
I want to hear this morning from members of the Brazilian community in Kansas City, in addition to Otavio and Carolina. What have been your impressions? What do you see and hear about the Olympics, either from the media or from your friends and neighbors who aren't Brazilian? And do you think it's fair what people are coming to see and hear about Brazil? Do you miss home when you watch the Olympics? Give us a call at 816-235-2888, 235-2888. 88. We would love to hear from you. Otavio, let me read you something that was in the New York Times yesterday. This is a column by Roger Cohen. He was a correspondent in Brazil probably around the time that you left, actually. He quotes from the composer of The Girl from Ipanema, Antonio Carlos Sobim, who says, "Brazil is not for beginners." And Roger Cohen says, "It was not then, and it's not now. It's a vast, diverse country, a tropical United States, whose rich and poor are divided by a chasm. High crime rates are in part a reflection of this divide. Flexibility is at a premium in a culture fashioned by heat, sensuality, samba, and rule-bending. Life can be cheap. You adapt or you perish."
That's absolutely on target. I think that for many of us Brazilians, and we grew up, and I grew up under a military dictatorship. And it's kind of how Brazil is the country of the future. But for us Brazilians, and regardless if we are living there or here, we always know that the Brazil is a kind of a combination, and some economists have written about it. It's called the Berlindia, that is a mix of Belgian and India living side by side. And in Rio, it's a The best example of that, the best view in Rio's are from the favelas. Mm-hmm. Where are the people, the slums in Rio, that where the most poor people in Rio live. So we are having a kind of a society that you have the wealthy and the poor living side by side. I think that is what he said in the column is very accurate, because all of us Brazilians, and we know the struggles of the society. And then when we portray in the Olympic Games or in the World Cup, that was 2 years ago, we thought that some of those, not only the social economic problems would be minimized with the influx of dollars, the tourists and so on, but also the infrastructure would be better.
Because the reality is that the difficulties preparing for the Olympics reflected some very real problems with infrastructure that have gone mm-hmm. on long before there was even an Olympics bid.
Right. I really think that with all the corruption we have in Brazil, and it is all over, it's not in one city or one state, it comes from the capital. I really think that's why we were so behind. You know, people were putting some money in their pockets when they should be spending on building all of those, you know, the Olympic Boulevard and all of that infrastructure they should have for the Olympics.
So does it hurt? Does it bother you to know that a bunch of Americans who know almost nothing about Brazil, mm-hmm. that's what they know?
Yes, I want to bring it up something. That Carolina mentioned earlier about Lacti, the gunpoint robbery, that today there is a news media report on that maybe that was not quite like the word that they portrayed,
sure.
because they saw him going through the metal detectors with his wallet coming back to the Olympic Village and so on. So, and I'm not saying one way or another, but what I think that is the important thing is to keep in perspective. And my advice, and as the chair of the Brazilian Club and commissioner for the Ethnic Enrichment Commission, I give a lot of presentations and training for people going to Brazil, executives and otherwise. And what I tell them, you should treat Brazil just like, or Rio and São Paulo, like a New York speaking Portuguese. The level of violence that we have in Rio or in São Paulo, it's similar to what you have in New York City. And if you are on guard,
the difference is that there's no justice in Brazil. That's the difference.
The difference is that there's high crime in both places, but what you're saying, Carolina, is that it isn't always dealt with as well.
And
it sounds like you might disagree, though, Otávio.
Well, no, I don't disagree. I don't think it's a situation that is blue or green. And it's kind of there is law and enforcement and so on. The problem is, and I would take a step beyond what Carolina said, that is the corruption is from the top, and I agree. But I think any government is a reflection of its society for those that elected them.
Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue this conversation about watching the Olympics from Kansas City through Brazilian eyes. But we'll do that in part by talking to someone who's watching as a Kansas Cityan in Brazil. Plus, coming up later, a Brazilian voice, too. It's the story of a song. I'm Brian Ellison, KCUR's Central Standard. We'll be right back. It's KCUR's Central Standard. I'm Brian Ellison with Otávio Silva and Carolina Schenk. They are both from Brazil. They're Brazilians, but they've lived in Kansas City for many years. We're hearing how they're experiencing these Rio Olympics from afar, but we're joined now by someone who's experiencing them up close, Liana Marti Perez. She is half Brazilian, half Puerto Rican. She lives in Kansas City, but she's joining us right now from Rio. Good morning, Liana.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for taking some time away from the Olympics to talk with us.
Yes, of course. It's It's been a pleasure.
Where are you exactly?
Right now, I just entered the Maracanã Stadium. So I haven't went to my seat yet. I was waiting. I was excited to talk to you guys first before going to the game.
And what will you be seeing today at the Olympics?
Today we're seeing the semifinal for the men, Brazil against Honduras inside of the Maracanã Stadium.
That's in soccer, right?
Yes, that's soccer.
Now,
football for Brazilians.
Yes, I was going to say. I mean, there are many sports that Brazil has done well in different ways at these games, but soccer has a special place in your heart, right?
Of course, of course. Yesterday, I came and saw the semifinals also for the soccer, Brazil against Sweden, and we lost, but it was an amazing experience to see how. Our women have empowered our country. It's been amazing.
Liana, I'm curious, do things look the way you expected them to look? You've made other trips to Brazil, I assume. Have you been surprised at how it looks for these Olympics?
To be honest with you, Rio has been the safest. I've been to Rio many times before, but Rio has been ready to receive tourists all over the world. I can tell you that I have not encountered any dangers. I have been walking at 1, 2, 3 in the morning and has been pretty safe. I have used all kinds of transportation, the subway, bus, taxi, Uber, everything, and it has been pretty secure. As well as I have been talking to Americans to make sure that they are secure because they are in my country.
And how is that different than in your past experience visiting Rio?
Right now, you see police everywhere, especially the government has, they have brought the military. You see the military people all over the streets together with just police. So they're in every single corner, making sure everything is secure and safe for all of us. But it has been very different. I came to Rio 2 years ago, and, you know, you have to watch out for your purse, to make sure, look it around, make sure you're safe. But at this time, everybody's enjoying and having a good time.
You mentioned that you're talking with some other Americans and other tourists who are there. Do you feel like you're experiencing it differently because you are from Brazil?
Yes, I do see because I think Brazil should have had to be a little bit more ready for tourists. I speak Portuguese, so of course for me it's easier. And my secondary English language is Spanish. So for people that only speak English, it would be a little bit harder. So they have volunteers all over all the events to make sure those people. But me as a Brazilian, I'm trying to step out and help all those tourists also to make sure that they are enjoying and having a good time in Rio. And make sure that they are going to the right place where they should be.
Well, I'm really glad that you're available to have a conversation with us. I know you heard a little bit of our conversation with Otavio and Carolina before we took that break. Is their experience as Kansas Cityans who are watching Brazil from afar similar to what you have observed before the Olympics and since you've been there?
Before the Olympics, I can tell you that Brazilians, local people, not only from Rio, but all over Brazil, they did not want the Olympics. They rather get all the money for the Olympics to get better education, better healthcare system. So I can tell you that the people from Rio and Brazil, they did not want the Olympics. But I always say, despite the corruption that is happening, despite of all the problems in Brazil, social problems, you have to separate the corruption to the Olympics. I know it's hard, but it's a unique moment, especially for Brazilians, and not only Brazilians, but from people all over the world, U.S., people from Netherlands, Australia. It's a unique moment, especially for Brazilians, to be hosting this, especially in the difficult time with all the political problems that we have been experiencing. It's been amazing so far.
And does it, do you feel... I'm sorry, Liana.
I don't have words to describe as being a Brazilian and also an American citizen. To be in Rio, in your country, experiencing the vibe, the joy, people helping you everywhere. If you get lost, locals helping you everywhere. It's it's just been an, the atmosphere has been amazing.
That's Liana Marti Perez. She's joining us from Rio, where she's attending these games. If you can stay with us just a few more minutes, Liana, I might we might come back to you, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Great. I'm still here with Otavio Silva and Carolina Schenk. And as you hear Liana's perspective from being there on the ground, well, first of all, does it make you really wish you were there?
Oh, absolutely. That's how we are so jealous. But I think she is right about the sentiment that the majority of the Cariocas, that is the real natives, didn't want the Olympics because what the reasons that she's already stated, as well as in Brazil. But after the Olympic ceremony start, and what they call the gambiarra, that was the MacGyver. And so in Brazil proved to the world that, hey, in spite of all of the problems, we kind of shrank the money for the ceremony, but we still put a very great show to everyone. And Rio, they know how to put a show. Mardi Gras, yeah. In my opinion, is the most beautiful show on earth.
And that's what I felt too. I, you know, prior to everything, I even nowadays I watch it and I go, oh my gosh, I should have been there, and I should have planned a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I just had a baby and I was kind of afraid of all the Zika thing, but but when I first saw that huge show and, you know, everybody there, and it's easy for Cariocas because of the carnival, you know, this is what we do every year, and we get, you know, people from all over the world, all over Brazil there, and it's a beautiful, you know, thing that we have in Rio.
I think the other, you mentioned sort of this spirit of celebration that is just sort of part of the culture. It's been interesting to see some of the stories about the way Brazil fans, behave themselves at games. And some articles that I thought might even sound a little bit patronizing, talking about how fans in Brazil are too unruly for certain sports.
They've
messed up the table tennis ethos, apparently.
Right. I feel that we're very passionate when it comes to cheering. But I really think that comes from the soccer. Soccer fans are so passionate. And that's all over, you know, South America, all over Europe. We don't know when to stop. We'll be aggressive. And that's where it comes from.
You're just
really
going to own this, aren't you, Carolina?
Oh, yeah.
You're not denying it. It's,
yes.
It's just how it is.
No, that is really how it is.
But then there is the Jayhawks factor here. So when we have a home court advantage, you better use it. So you want to try to distract the other thing. But I agree with you, the tennis and some of like the track and field or the swimming in the starts, they definitely needed to behave, because that is it's not fair for the sport and for the athletes that put 4 years to get there to be distracted by something like that.
And how do you feel about that when you're watching from far? Is it embarrassing? Does it make you
it
cringe?
Is a little bit, because people are expecting us to behave differently. But I get it. You know, we're just passionate about soccer. If you watch a sports program in Brazil, it's going to be 85% soccer news, you know, like even from Europe or from Brazil. So this is what we are. It's in our DNA, you know.
It could be that the International Table Tennis Federation will not be scheduling any world championships in Brazil.
I'm with you on that.
Are there places that the Kansas City, Brazil community gathers to celebrate or to watch events together?
Yes.
I think mostly for the World Cup, which is pretty much soccer.
Well, right now there are four different restaurants in Kansas City, and if I may list them, there is one near the airport called Enchamas, and then there is one at the Plaza Fogo de Chão. And there is a cafe that is a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Capoeira Academy cafe. Café do Brasil by Lola, that is in Lenexa.
Brazilian Academy.
In Lenexa. And the one that is the most popular, that is where the most of the Brazilians have been gathering there throughout, since the beginning of the Olympics, is Porto do Sul, that is a Brazilian steakhouse on 119th and Metcalf. And they have a happy hour starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, going to 10 p.m. So they have many.
It's an 11-hour happy hour.
There we go.
And then,
as I may plug here, that this weekend, that the ceremony, the closing ceremony, I think we're gonna have the Ethnic Enrichment Festival, and
right.
we have some of the Sporting KC, as well as the Soul Park Rangers players that are gonna be in the festival, and we have a Brazilian booth. We're gonna be doing running Olympic specials for the people coming there. So I think there are a lot of people, most of the Brazilians, usually even the World Cup, like to watch the preliminaries and the qualifiers in their home. And then when there is Brazil makes to the final,
everybody
goes
gets
to a place. When in 2002, we had at 6 a.m., we had about 600 Brazilians in our restaurant.
So. Carolina, when the Brazilian community in Kansas City gathers, is it different than when they gather in Brazil? Or what characterizes the get-togethers of Kansas City?
I think when we get together, it's Brazil, I mean, all over again. You know, it's that warmth, and
just like you're there,
and you can scream, which is probably not very, you know, nice. We shouldn't be doing that.
Sounds all
but
right to
we,
me.
We just, you know, get comfortable with each other. So
Liana Marti Perez is still with us. Liana, are you looking forward to the rest of these games? What else will you be seeing?
Yes, we got it to Rio on Sunday. So my husband, his name is Jose. He's from Puerto Rico, and as you said, I'm half Puerto Rican. We ended up seeing Sunday. We ended up seeing the polo aquatic, which was USA against Brazil, which was an amazing experience to see it. Yesterday, we ended up seeing the 400 hurdles. Mm-hmm. Which Puerto Rico was there, which was amazing. Since the island is so tiny, the athlete was able to come and talk to us.
Well,
from all the screaming that me and my husband did. His name is Javier Corson. He was amazing to able to see an athlete face to face talking to you. That for me was an amazing experience. Also yesterday,
I'm sorry, Liana. Oh yes, Tiago. Go ahead and mention Tiago very quickly.
Yes, I was here also in the same event for Tiago. So it was very, like everybody said, we are passionate. So for me to hear my anthem in my country, in Rio, and seeing a gold medal for Brazil, I cried. I even have a video.
That's Liana Marti Perez. She joined us from Maracanã Stadium. Also was joined here in our studio by Carolina Shank and Otavio Silva. Thank you all very much for
Thank
being
you.
With
Thank
us.
Thank you. Come to see us at the festival.
What a great story.